USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Former President Donald Trump, who himself has come under fire for Republicans' lackluster performance in the midterm elections, is blaming Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell for the party's apparent failure to flip the chamber's majority in its favor. Mitch McConnell, the Republicans' broken-down Senate leader, does nothing about this, Trump on social media Friday night. He's too busy spending vast amounts of money on bad Senator Lisa of Alaska when Kelly is far better. Yet Trump's own spending choices in this year's midterm elections have also drawn criticism. The ex-president's cash was used for seven-figure ad buys in Senate races in Georgia, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Arizona, where Trump's chosen candidate, Blake Masters, lost his bid to defeat Democratic Arizona Senator Mark Kelly. There's still no telling where the House of Representatives' final figures will land.
The House of Representatives remains up for grabs days after the November 8th midterm elections. If Republicans gain the majority in the chamber, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is expected to become Speaker. He's pledging to hold the Biden administration accountable through investigations. He spoke on Fox News.
With that gavel, regardless of the number of how high or over 218 you are, you have subpoena power, and we will use it.
In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
During a closed-door session with lawmakers last December, Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, was asked whether the Bureau had ever purchased and used Pegasus, the hacking tool that penetrates mobile phones and extracts their contents. Mr. Wray acknowledged that the FBI had bought a license for Pegasus, but only for research and development. To be able to figure out how bad guys could use it, for example, he told Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon, according to a transcript of the hearing that was recently declassified. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
President Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness plan this past week dealt a blow when a federal judge in Texas struck it down. Some legal experts say that ruling is likely to be overturned by the Supreme Court, but Job Creators Network Foundation chief legal officer says the Texas judge decided her client's case. Exactly right.
Our lawsuit has two components. It's about good governance and executive overreach.
The famed Rockefeller Center Christmas tree arrived on Saturday in New York City. The 82-foot Norway spruce was discovered on property in upstate New York, owned by Neil Leibovitz and his family. Neil Leibovitz reflected on the experience of donating that tree.
It's a very surreal experience. You know, one day it's standing, the next day it's on the road.
Rockefeller Center tree lighting ceremony will be held on November 30th. Here's the call by Paul Keels from Learfield as Xavier Johnson rushes 71 yards for a touchdown, giving number 2 Ohio State a 56-14 lead over Indiana.
And Johnson will get the handoff, running straight ahead to his own 30, 35. Johnson wide to the right to the 40. Johnson hits the 50-yard line. He's at the Indiana 40. Cuts back to the middle behind blockers to the 30. Johnson weaves his way to the 20 of Indiana, behind blockers to the 10 and into the end zone. Goes Xavier Johnson, 71 yards. Yards to the house.
Ohio State went on to win 56-14. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.